So like I explained earlier on in the talk, step one is having Kayanamitta friends. Step two is opportune time to listen to the true Dhamma. Then you do the reflection on Nambriya, first, second, third in wisdom. Then you move on to develop the faith in the Buddha and his teaching through your Dhamma investigation, where investigation stand up to the test. Your faith become very strong. So Saddha, faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha is developed. Then your initial wisdom develops step four. Faith is step three. Then from step four to step five, I already explained. Without this initial wisdom, your mind will stir or react to sense experience. So daily mindfulness can never stabilize unless your initial wisdom is there. That's why step four is needed for step five, which is sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. So this will explain to you clearly why people use method and technique. But you understand, no problem. Use it. It's a good skill for me to train your mind to have sati, to stabilize it until mind enters sati. Whatever object of meditation you use is the same. Even the rising and falling is the same. You must develop until the mind enters sati, stabilize and develop pasati and samadhi. After having explained this one, now I will come back a little bit to all these so-called methods and techniques. You see, according to the Buddha, technically, if you have developed the stability of the five spiritual faculty, Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, you don't have to use any method or technique, because this spiritual faculty will make you calm, peaceful, collected, and in the state of sati and samadhi. Then you will develop panya. Means you are already in a meditative state. With the five spiritual faculty developed and stabilized, your mind is always in a meditative state. That's why meditation becomes very easy. No need method, no need technique, no need to train. What I taught you will happen very fast. Just relax, silence your mind, and observe. Maintain mindfulness and let the mind return to its original state before it stir, before it creates sankara activity and thinking, before it reacts to sense experience. Develop that. Then stabilize it. This is a free mind that is in sati. No need to focus, no need to concentrate, no need method, no need technique, nothing. Just relax into every mind state that arises. Body and mind relax, be at ease. Then maintain awareness, just aware. Maintain for as long as you can to stabilize that sati. So this free mind that return and enter sati is through an understanding. When you understand that the original state of mind before the stirring, the reaction and the thinking, the arising of the sankhara activity or the mundane mind is your true mind. Meditation is to realize that silent mind, your true mind, your meditative mind. Then you can meditate. Without that sati, you cannot meditate. So this is the most important understanding. When you understand this technically, I use the word technically, you don't need methods and technique or skill for me. But the tradition has been taught in that way. So no harm. If you use them, you must use them with understanding. What is the purpose of method technique? It's just a skillful mean to anchor the mind, to develop sati. Then after that, move on to daily mindfulness. Mindfulness of the four posture, followed by daily mindfulness of all the connecting activity within the four posture, means sati sampajana. Like the Buddha described under the sutta, standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, turning, stretching aware, answering nature's call aware, chewing aware, whatever you do aware, putting on the robe, the suit, the cloth, and all those things aware. Whatever you do, maintain the daily mindfulness awareness. If you do this, your mindfulness will stabilize, leading to heedfulness. Then you will awaken Like Dhammapada verse 21 and 22 and 23 confirm that the moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. Heedfulness is apamada, is most important. And without sati, you cannot develop stability or sati. You cannot be ever mindful. If you are not able to be ever mindful, you cannot use it to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path or meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is heedfulness. So heedfulness can only come when you have sati. That's why all meditation must start it with training the mind to have sati. So hopefully with this understanding, meditator and cultivator can use it to develop the clear understanding to meditate properly. If you meditate with understanding, you progress very fast. If you do not meditate with understanding, you become gullible. Because when thought is active, you cannot be in a state of sati. You cannot be aware. The understanding is very simple. In life, you can only do one thing at a time, true or not? When you are completely silent and aware, then you have clarity, you are sensitive. But if you are lost in thought, thinking, what happened? You cannot be aware, you become heedless, isn't it? So either you are aware within the moment to meditate, to observe, to have the clarity, or you are lost in thought. Lost in thought means what? Preoccupied with your thinking, with your whatever mental stirring, means your emotion, your reaction to sense experience, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your lack of peace. So all these are from your mundane mind, the memory. Your thought is respond to memory. Your conditioning, your accumulated memory, belief system, phobia, insecurity, everything. This one trigger off wrong thought. Then your views, your opinion, your belief system, your whatever religion or race-based tradition, they will condition you until your brain is so conditioned. If you use that to meditate, it will create a lot of thought process, heedless thinking, the wrong thought, the wrong view. And because of that, sakkayaditti arise, self-delusion, the evil roots arise, the mental hindrance arise, because the focus is not on developing the spiritual faculty. So when you understand all this, meditation becomes very simple. You no need to do all those that will condition you into thought-based meditation. If you do that, you are actually wasting your time. For a long period, you cannot develop the true understanding, the direct seeing, the awakening, where you lack sati. Why? Because thought-based meditation is limited by the instrument of thought that you use. And why must we develop the wisdom, which is the Dhamma? And what is the Dhamma? According to the Buddha, under the salutation to the Dhamma, he said, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Then he said, this Dhamma is well expounded by the Buddha. And what are the characteristics of this Dhamma? This Dhamma is sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, and upanayiko. Use this to check what is the real Dhamma. Sanditiko means can be realized in the here and the now, no need to wait till death. Akaliko means timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. So if it's timeless, if you use an instrument of thought which is within the field of time, how can you realize the Dhamma which is timeless? You need to be in a state of sati or awareness before the knowing, to realize that. That's why awareness-based meditation is important. Otherwise, your mind is not sensitive and we don't have that clarity. It will be lost in thought. Most of the time, heedless thinking, 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 thought proliferation. That's why sankhara activity non-stop. And the first two links are Vijapachya Sankara, very active. Then Sankara, Pachya, Vijnana, Vijnana, Pachya, Namara, the whole 12 link. And you cannot understand. But if you develop stability of mindfulness, you will understand the whole thing, the 12 link, very clearly. Why must you think? Without avijja, you don't think. You only use your thought. That's why Noble Eightfold Path, right view leading to right thought, no more wrong thought. And without mindfulness, you cannot have that stability of mind to arise the right thought. Delusion will condition you into reaction of mind, stirring of mind, coming negativity, and all these things. So hopefully, with all this explanation, cultivator can develop clear understanding of what meditation is. To meditate is to understand truth, the reality, to realize your true mind, to come to comprehend who are you, what you are. Then from there, self-knowledge develop, understanding of the nature's law develop, how all of the right view of the Buddha, Kama Niyama, Chitta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama comes about. Then from there, the first perfect right view, Samadhi, you start your cultivation. Without right view, you don't have the wisdom and the understanding. Then how can you arise right thought? That's why when your view is wrong, your thought will be wrong. And thought, condition, action, and speech. Nobody for power, for power. So you need right view. And right view can only arise through observation, through mindfulness, through awareness, through the silence. When you are aware, you are without thought. You are not lost in thought. When you are not aware, not with the moment, it's a deep, you will be lost in thought. It's either way. So to understand meditation is very easy. Hopefully this will keep you on the path.